think you have the pages. I'm going to skip a little bit until it says on top, page 18. Because there was something like a little bit that was duplicated that was said over the same thing. I think they just reprinted. They just printed the same thing basically twice. We were talking last week about the Panim Chadoshes that Ahavas Yisrael took on by the Talmid Yerusha, where Ahavas Yisrael was lifted up to a place of not just being Ben Omel Chaveiro, how to have more derech eretz to another person, how to behave with other people, the Vahalach, the Bidrachov that we're accustomed to, but it became a very, very big part of Avodas Hashem, an expression of Ahavas Hashem. This could only be because Chassidus, the Derech of Hashem, took another look at the sugi of Kedushas Yisrael, of what a Jew is, Kedushas Yisrael. Again, each one of these is sugis, thousands and thousands of places in this farm. Just some Rezhi Prokin. So on page 18 that I wrote on top, 18 on the bottom, says Yud Beis from Shir Tzadik. Where did this resurgence of Ahavas Yisrael, the Chiddush of Ahavas Yisrael in Chassidus, where did it come from? Kedushas Yisrael, Kedusha El Yoyna Umiray Memes Ad Ma'od. Remember that all of Chassidus is built on Pnimius HaTorah. Pnimius HaTorah allows a person to see the Pnimius of a Jew, who a Jew really is. What is this Metzius of a Jew? So Kedushas Yisrael, Kedusha El Yoyna Umiray Memes Ad Ma'od, the Kedusha of a Jew. It's very, very, very great. V'chol neshami Yisraelis mekudeshes b'kedusha zu. And every neshami Yisraelis, every Jew, is mekudeshes in this kedusha of nishmas Yisrael. Ve'echad mehe'inyonim shel kedusha zu hi shakadosh baruch hu osa metzias kazayis b'aylo. And one of the inyonim of this kedusha is that Hashem created a metzias in this world. Shia or Nala Vikodesh Kolkach Shayucha Lairit Allah Avha Ilamas Atachtanim Yoysa. You see a lot in this farm. This farm talk about the neshamas of Achris Ayamim. The neshamas of Ikris of the Mashiach, that means us. And that these neshamas are Dafke, the highest, highest neshamas, that they're able to descend into the lowest places at the lowest time. In the Sfarim HaKadoshim we find that there's a metzias of this Or Na'al of HaKadosh, of this great exalted light, that it's such a great Kedusha, the Kedusha Sisol is so great, Sheyuchal Leirit Ad Ha'ilam HaShatachtonim B'yoyser. So we find the fact that our generation is being tested with the lowest things. So when you look in certain Sfarim, when you look in certain places, the impression you get is that this is the lowest generation that ever existed. And therefore, the nisyonis that we're receiving are lefi, the madrega of the generation. But in the Sifrei Chassidus, is just the opposite. Botach bo leiv bailo. So the Sfarim say that the husband trusts her, that there is such a relationship between the husband and the wife of Batach Bo Lev Baila, that he trusts that he could send her away from the home to the most disgusting place, and that somehow, even in that place, she'll remember her husband. The Nisyonis of Ikvus of the Mashiach, these Nisyonis of the end of time that we're going through now, are a simon of the unbelievable Kedusha of Nishmas Yisrael. She or Nalu v'kodesh kolkach, she yuchal leirit ad ha'ilam ha'tachtayni v'yayseh, v'ad ha'ilam ha'siyah, that Nishmas Yisrael has the ability to be sent so far away from home. So far away. Va'afilu ad oylem ha'asiyah da'asiyah, the lowest world. Shu'amokam ha'nomuch b'yoysa shel ha'briyah, the lowest level of creation. Shem yesh eizah mokam shel shiflus b'briyah ha'rezah ha'oylem hazeh, shu'hu oylem ha'choyshech. This is the world of choyshech, of darkness. Hu oylem ha'yochid shi'yocholem lachtay boy. Of all worlds that were created, this is the only world where one can actually rebel against God. When one can sin. Umavad ha'olam hazeh ein shum olam she'yocholem lachtay boy. There is no other world where sin is possible. Because in all worlds above the olam ha'asiyah, God's presence is so clear it's impossible. Your mom is standing in the palace. V'neikanu amokim shabay nikar kedushas Yisrael. So davki here, we're able to have a taste of the greatness of Kedushas Yisrael. Of Kedushas Yisrael. Davke here. Davke now. Because we're in the Asiya Sheba Asiya, the lowest world, and the lowest time of the lowest world. That's what we're in right now. Mamish, the Akev of the Akev, the lowest of the lowest world. Shaharid HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'gila kedusha kazois, and the Baruch Hu was megala such a kedusha, she'yacholu laredes gam la'elu hamakaymis, that this kedusha has the ability to descend into these places. She'shum malach, the next page, 19, v'shum nivr l'hayoch laredesh, that even a malach can't come into such a place. We know that by Mitzrayim it was a nivlei malach. Ani v'loy shaliach. Ani Hashem, ani hu acha. It's the Sfarim to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't send a malach kivyachol because a malach would have gone off the derech in Mitzrayim. A malach couldn't have handled Mitzrayim. And we know that the tumah that we're in now, the Sfarim tells, the tumah of the end of time is much, much lower than Mitzrayim. The only chilek is we have a Torah now. The Chaim HaKadosh says we have a Torah, but it was what we're in now is way, way, way lower than Mitzrayim. The tumah that we're in now is much lower than Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim would have been embarrassed by what's going on these days. Ad kedei kach. And as Hashem is botach bo leiv baila, that Hashem trusted the souls of the end of time, these neshamas of Ekev the Ekev of Ikvesa the Ikvesa the end, and a malach couldn't have come into this. V'l'ish Yisrael yochel eredes shom, and an ish Yisrael, a Jew, is able to live in this time, is able to enter into this world of Asiya Sheba Asiya, u'lahakir es bayrei, and to remember that there's a creator, u'lahakir es bayrei, to have a shaychus, a kesher to the bari olam, gam b'mokim ha'nomuch hazeh, even in this low place. A Jew has the ability to look and to penetrate, to see beyond, and to be able to see, even in this choshech of the Asiya Da'asiya, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not only is it a person can do this, every single Jew has this kedusha. So you're thinking, I mean, it sounds like everybody's successful with this descent into Olam Hazeh. And you and I know that it doesn't always work out. So he's explaining how al pi chasidus, v'pnimius yeishnu l'kedusha zayis eitz kol echad miyisrael. This kedusha is by every Jew. The whole sugi of Amuna in Chassidus. The whole sugi of Amuna is different. It's different. Every single Jew b'pnimius nafsho is mamin b'Hashem. In the essence of a Jew and who he is filled with Amuna. V'royis Hashem ba'olam, and the pnimius, he's able to see, to recognize the Ra Hashem in this world. V'abechira hi, so what's bechira? Ha'bechira hi rak im yegala zayis man ha'koyach el apayal. The Bechira is only, are you going to uncover this? Are you going to reveal this? Are you going to live this way? In the end, each and every Jew, every single Jew, is muchach lahasig zayis begili mamish, is going to understand, is going to connect to Elokus, begili mamish, clear and open. In megilgul zeh or begilgul acher, in this gilgul or a different gilgul or another gilgul. Ube pnimius kvar masig zayis kol Yehudi ba'asher hu sham. But in pnimius, deep inside, every Jew knows this ba'asher hu sham. Regardless of his madrega, every Jew in his own avoda the pile, what he's doing, but in pnimius of who he is, he recognizes this. Elashat tzadikim oisim zois miyad. Udvukim bekoinim bezoichim lesanigal Hashem lidabik b'oirai. The difference between the tzadik and the rasha is not what's inside. It's what the tzaddik is able to reveal on the outside, to bring out in his life, to connect to in his life. So the tzaddik is able to live in a place of dveikus, and l'sanag al Hashem, and to delight in Hashem, l'hidabik b'orin dveikus b'Hashem. V'yesh ke'elu shetzrichim la'avra ma'avar mil gilgulim v'nyonim shayinim. There are other Jews who have to go through all kinds of tzaris and gilgulim. Ad shi'agir l'tachlis ha'nirza. Until they come to the tachlis ha'nirza. Rabbi Nachman's story, The Lost Princess, is kedai. Not to read. You can't read Rabbi Nachman's stories. It's not like that kind of a story. But to learn The Lost Princess, the Bas Melech, the story of The Lost Princess, it's the story of each and every one of us. It's the story of the neshamas of the end of time. But in the end, she'll return to the king. Avol bepnimis yeshe zel kol achad. Pnimis, every Jew has this. And ultimately, this will be known and revealed to each and every Jew. Every single Jew is a nivra, is something that was created in this world that is kodesh in the most wondrous kedusha. If we wouldn't see this ourselves, we wouldn't believe that such a thing is possible. She a nivra she nimtza b'choshech hagadol b'yoseh, that there should be a nivra that is living in this darkness. V'yulei bilbulim u'pituyim shal yetzar ha'gedolim b'yoseh. I was sitting with a bochet today, and he was crying over the mechshalim of the past and difficulties and menias, things that are in his way. And then he stopped and he was quiet and he said, but the truth is, he says, I really want to be a great Jew. I really want to be a great person. I was so moved by the way he said it. So he was telling me that this was wrong and that was wrong and I can't and I have all these struggles. And then he was mechazik himself and he said, But I really, really, Bemis, want to be a great Jew. I want to be great. He didn't say I want to get a 65. He said I want to be great. I want to be a big Jew, a big person, a big Jew. So a person that's b'choshech hagadol b'yoseh, v'yil bilbulim u'pituyim shel hayetzar hagedolim b'yoseh, that's with all the confusion, all the seductions of the yetzar hara. V'yavrolav ha'nisyonis ha'gedoylem b'yayisu goes through the most unbelievable nisyonis that our grandparents never ever could have dreamt of the things that we're going through. I'm not able to be masik how a person who owns one of these little machines, because people are just telling me what's on this. I didn't even know how much is on this thing. That to be masig the kedusha of a Jew who owns one of these things, however he has it, but he has one of these things, and he's able to put it away and to learn for a few hours. If I would have had this when I was 16, 17 years old, I would have ended up in a room I locked the door, and they would have let me out like I was, 21 or something. A few years later, maybe. That a person doesn't have to go to the movies anymore, the movies comes into here. That a person doesn't have to go to the tumah comes to you. Even if it's not tumah, every single song, and every single book, and every single article, and every single narishkeit in the world. And afal pichin, and with all of that, a person is able to put it away. And to sit in the bismedrash, or to try to pull himself over to a sefer, and to learn a little bit. By mincha the other day, there was a bocha that he took out and he put it back in, and then he picked up, he had a little siddur, and he didn't realize when he picked up his siddur, he went like this on the siddur. He started doing that to the siddur. And then he was right next to him, and then he caught himself, and he opened it up. He started going like that. And then he looked down, and nothing was happening. He was pushing it up and down. And with all of that, he davens a mincha. He tries to learn. He tries to be mezgaba, not to look at the things that are on there. Be'emes, we can't be masik the kedusha of this generation, of the time they were living in. I know to us it looks disgusting. To us it looks like we're the lowest people in the world. The kedushas Yisrael that's somehow able to make its way into this person's life with these things, and afal pichin, and it could be that the night before he was looking at the most disgusting things, Hashem Yirachem, and then he's able to somehow to pull himself together, to get up and to give a krechs and to wash neglavas and to say moridani lefanach melechai v'kayim, and to be able to say Ashma Yisrael or Shemane Esrei, to try again. The Kedushas Yisrael. It's the biggest siman of Kedushas Yisrael. It's unbelievable. I have a son-in-law that's a psychologist, so Choshev Yid, and he has these groups that he sits with of Yidin. The husbands, the men. First, he was with the men, and he individually, and then together, and then he has women that work with him that talk to the wives, and then the husbands and wives come together. That they're going through the men, terrible nisyanis and all kinds of things, and they want to be better. They want to be better, and they're admitting to the wives that they did this and they looked at that. They're sorry, and they'll try again and again and again to try to start again. The Kedushas Yisrael. It's a Pella, our generation. There was never such a generation like this. That in the earlier times, if a Jew would have seen what a 12-year-old boy has already seen in our generation, he would have gone to convert. He would never be able to show his face in shul. He wouldn't be able to put on the pair of tefillin when he's bar mitzvah. He couldn't put on the pair of tefillin. Shilmala rinu says lahinu meminim shiachol liyas kadar azar shiyanivet shenitzu b'chayish agadol b'yayser hilu bilbulim epituim shal yetzar hagadol b'yayser v'yavrulav in nisyanis agadol b'yayser yavr matzavim shal nisyanis ha'oyshe nisyanis of wealth. People with the poverty. And katnas the moichin to be in a place of such smallness and such a lack of feeling and afal pichin to try to learn, to try to daven, to keep mitzvahs. The avril of kamimine ma'avarim yisurim shabaylam, all kinds of yisurim that people are going through. Yisurim rabim v'koshim beruchnis and begashmis, in ruchnis and in gashmis. Mulvad kol zayz yizgar b'lov ha'yitzahar b'yom b'layl v'lo yivater l'ov. The yitzahar doesn't let the person go. They unite, it doesn't let the person go. V'ez kol kli zaynoi v'klei ha'mashchis shaloi yikavin rak alov. And the yitzahar has all of his weapons and all of his instruments and all of his technology. And everything is to be able to get to this Jew. That he should be Messiah. via nirdaf agalu b'yoyisav v'aylam, a Jew is the biggest nirdaf in the world, because we know that the Yetzar Davka comes after. Shavei ein lecha nirdaf b'aylam yoyisim in nishami Yisraelis. There's no bigger nirdaf. There's no one who's more pursued and persecuted than a nishmas Yisrael. And with all of that, a Jew is still able to find Hashem. And the Svarim describe this or of Nishmas Yisrael as something which is Nizga v'nala b'yoyse, which is the highest, unique. A malach can't believe such a thing. That it's possible for somebody to be in this world and to still hold on to the Or Hashem. And we see this especially in our generation. Dor ikvus of the Mashiach. Shiroyim mashi Yehudim avru b'chol yimei hagolus. That our generation is able to look back and to see all that's befallen us over all the years of Golus. B'chol ha-matzov ma'koshim sh'avru aleim, and all the difficulties that we've been through. And now it's different sorrows. What every bocher and every avrech, every young man goes through. Living in a time, a person wants to go to look at Svarim, to buy Svarim, and the place is filled with Meidlach standing around by Svarim. There was such a thing in the history of Klal Yisrael. I know they have that even in Meir Sharm and Gula now. I'm not just talking about over here. You can't. You walk into a Sfarim store. It used to be that there were a few places where you had Menucha. Yeah, a little bit Menucha. Yid goes into Shul. A little bit Menucha. He goes into the Mikveh. A little bit Menucha. Can breathe in a little bit, some good air in the Mikveh. Right? A little bit Menucha. You go into a Sfarim store, some Achai. It's also finished. Everywhere a person goes, Marlinus Yainis. For Olam Shel Nisyanis Befata Bechlal. In every way, for us as individuals and for our people. Vein Eil Nisyanis Pshutim Klal V'Ikim. These are not simple Nisyanis at all. Shahar Be Poem Nikloim L'matzovim Sh'ein Yochel ha'odem lahashis eitzais benafshay. Sometimes a person's in a situation he simply does not know what to do. He can't find an eitzah. V'nimtza b'meitzar me'iku medachtech. He's in such a meitzar, in a tight place. He's in such distress. It's such a terrible situation. Ven yedeya eich yuchel lamed b'zah. That he doesn't know how is it possible to manage, to pull through. And he has to dig deep inside of himself and to find some sort of koyach and gvura, some strength to be able to pull himself out of that matzav. And with all of this that we're living through, that's chavuka udvuka, that's embracing and bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'oimek nafsh, in the depths of the soul. While zelmer ha'kosev mayim rabim lo yuchlu l'chabes esor ahav. And regarding the end of time in particular, the Pasuk says that all of the waters of the world cannot extinguish the love. When the haris lo yishtafuha, and rivers cannot wash it away. Kisar v'b'mayim itchani. Hashem says, even though you go through water, even though you have to pass through the waters, through the floods, I'm with you. Uven haris and through rivers lo yishtafucha, they won't wash you away. Kiselech b'moy eish, if you have to go through fire, lo yischavid, you won't be burnt. Lo havel lo yisivabach, and the flames won't consume you. that Hashem Yisboch said that a Jew can go through these things, through all of the floods and all of the fires, and what all of that means in Ruchnius, the floods and the fires of what we're living in right now. There's a story that my wife is horrified that I told it in public. That was around 15 years ago. I told it to a group of around 1,000 ladies in Borough Park. That was the last time I told it. So I don't know if she'll be upset again. But it's the strongest mesholim I've found in my life are the things that I see by the children growing up. And I remember once when having my youngest daughter, she's graduating high school. She's a very Talmudic, beautiful girl. And when she was little, she was always like that. She was very Talmudic. And I was very, very makbid. I was very makbid that the first thing in the morning that they should wash negel vaser, all the children. I washed their negel vaser when they were brought out from my wife from the delivery room. I would stand outside the delivery room, and all the nurses there knew that Weinberg is here. And they were still there, remember, from last time, that before they do anything, I said, before any machines, any chazerai, whatever you to clean, to fix, you bring the kid over here, and I would watch negel vaser, the babies. And I made a very big union with all the children. And so this one is Shifi. So I was always telling her, because sometimes she would get up, and she would first go do some things. She was like 2 years old. And I would say, negel vaser, negel vaser. The first thing is negel vaser. So one time, I remember, we were in the mountains, and she got up, and she didn't wash the negel vaser right away. She went to the bathroom. She must have been 2 years old, I don't know, 2.5, 3, something like that. And I was over there, and I saw her sitting in the kitchen, and I went, and she was sitting in the basic kitchen, and she didn't first wash negel vaser. And I went over there, and she was sitting over there by the kitchen cupboard. And I said to Shifi, a Jew washes negel vaser. A Jew washes negel vaser, the first thing. And she looked up from sitting on that place. A little girl, she looked up. And she said to me, "I'm sorry, Daddy, but I'm still a Jew." That's what she said. "I'm still a Jew." I said this to my wife. I said it over to my wife afterwards. I said to her, "You're still a Jew. You're still a Jew, 100%. And I said to my wife, because a little girl, I said, "We're stuck in such filth in this world. And to have a musig like that, I've thought about this 1,000 times, but I'm still a Jew. I'm still a Jew. With all of this stuff, and all the toilet bowls of the universe, and we weren't matar ourselves, we didn't do the right thing, to be able to say from that place to say, Enachanami, you're right, I did the wrong thing, but I'm still a Jew." It's Nishmas Yisrael, such a koyach of Nishmas Yisrael. The things that I myself have seen over the years with Jews that are not from different, I have to start to tell stories now, so many different things that I've seen. The stories that I heard, what my father once told me, my father told me that there was a Yid in his city in Ungvar, that in those days he would sit by the steps of the big shul on Shabbos with a cigarette, smoking on the steps of the shul. And you have to understand, it's a different world there. And he would sit on the steps of the big shul with a cigarette, like that. And there were guys, my father remembers, they wanted to kill him, and the Rav said always to leave him, whatever, and to kill him. My father said that this Yid that was sitting there Shabbos smoking on the steps died in his arms in Mataz. And my father said a scream of Shema Yisrael that came from the lips of this Jew. There was the last things that came, the last words that came out from his mouth. The one who was smoking on the steps over there in the, by the shul Shabbos. My father said, "A Shema Yisrael." And all he was talking about, my father said he was holding him when he died. Because they saw that he stopped taking care of himself and he was wasting away, and it was only a matter of a day that you could go like that if you stopped and then you would die. And the guys from his hometown were trying to be mechazik him, and first he died, he was old. All he spoke about was what was like by the Zaydin, and how he was a Yid, and He says, Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedem Shemacha. It's not to be masik, the Kedusha is Yisrael. And there are thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of stories. It's Kedusha is Yisrael, even in such a place. Ma'im Rabim lo yuchal l'chabas z'hav. So the Bar-Elam promised that you go through floods, you go through fires. I'm with you. Itcha, I'm with you. Obviously, there are some times that this is more obvious and you could see it more clearly. And there are times that it's more hidden. The whole Teres HaChasidus, this sugya of Kedushas Yisrael, which of course is the Sherish of Ahavas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael. Aval Zois Melamedes Anu Teres HaChasidus Sha'afilum Ein Royim Zois. Even if you don't see this at all on a person, you just see him smoking on Shabbos. You see his whole life, he's sitting on a toilet. Sarach La'amin B'zeh. You have to believe that that's who he is. The Be'emes, that's who he is. V'afilim Royim Rosha Godol B'yoyser. Even if you see the biggest Rasha, Sarach Lahamin Shekodosh Hu. You have to believe that Be'etzim he's Kodosh. That doesn't mean that you don't have to stay away and be careful, whatever the Gedorim are, not to be influenced by that person, of course. And my father said the guys were not hanging out with this guy either, the one from the cigarette. They wouldn't hang out with him. In concentration camp, they were hanging out. But at home, they weren't hanging out together. They weren't allowed to go near. Afilu me'ein royim es ha-kedusha ba'ayin tzarech la'hamin bo. And if you don't see this kedusha on another Jew, and you don't see it in yourself, tzarech la'hamin bo. Again, thousands of Torahs on this, chassidus. U'lishtadil l'chapes lirois oisa. And you have to try to see it. Try to see it in other Jews and to see it in yourself. To see signs of it. To see when it surfaces. To pick up on those signs of that Kedushas Yisrael that's inside. The first piece in Likutei Halachos from Rav Nosson, look there, it's a long piece, Hashkamas HaBoker. The Inyan of the Azamra and the Zohav and the Kesef and the Choshes. Well, we're going through these parashiyos now of the Mishkan. But every Jew has, there are Jews that have, every Jew has Zohav and Kesef and the Choshes. To find the Nekudas HaKesef, to find the Nekudas of Toiv. And it's not that means that, oh, there's a little bit of good in him. When you see that Toiv, it reminds you that Emes underneath, he's Kulei Tov. He's Kulei Tov. He's completely good. Like Rabbi Nachman, the story of the prince that he was covered with the tzeras and it came off and it was all gems underneath. It was all diamonds underneath. He's Kulei Tov. There's not one thing that's not a diamond underneath. It's Kulei Tov. It doesn't mean like, and I explained this in the shiur recently, it doesn't mean that, oh, he has one good point. This guy is a miserable, miserable Rasha. He's a mushchus, he's a manuvel, he's an avela, he's a treifa. But he has this one maila that he gives tzedakah. That's bechlal not what it means to find a nekuda taiva. That's not at all what it means. When the tzaddikim spoke about nekuda taiva, that's not what it means. What it means is that this nekuda taiva, he talks about, Rav Kluge talks about that in the first piece there in Shmais, the second piece. What it means to find a nekuda taiva is that this Nekuda Taiv is a Gilui Milsa on the Etzem of who the person is, that he's Kulei Taiv. Kulei Taiv, underneath. Kulei Taiv. Just something got out through the cracks. Something came out through the cracks. Therefore, L'shtadl L'chapis L'roi Soysa. We have to try in ourselves and in other Jews to try to see that. Because when we see that, it reminds us that Be'etzim is Kulei Tov. U'ksheroyim pam shenazgala eze kedusha shel ish Yehudi. And when you see once that there was a little bit of a gilui of the kedusha of an ish yehudi, a little bit came out of that kedusha. Yesh l'slayv b'zeh, you have to be mislayv, you mamish have to get excited. It's v'loy mehine zo ha'emes shel ha'yehudi. Not that he has a good point. Not that there's something also good about him. He's terrible, but there's a good thing about him. The simcha is that it's a gilui of the emes of who he really is. Of who he really is. There's a famous maisa that the Balatanya went together with, I think it was the Chayz, from the Mizrach Magid, there were three or four of the Talmidim Mizrach Magid that they had to raise a lot of money to. It's a long story, but this for what we're talking about, they had to raise a lot of money to. There was a chassan that the goyim put into jail. They were going to kill him before the chassan to get money for ransom. It was a whole mice. and they had to get money, and they only had. Whatever it is, like 12 hours to get a fortune of money. They had to get like 10,000 rubles to get this guy, or they're going to kill this guy. And the Jews in the place over there, they were poor Jews. They had a few kopecks here, a couple of rubles. It was 10,000 rubles. But the Maase, maybe you know the stories that they told them. There was a Yid, there was one Yid. So the Tanya, the other Tzadik, the Chayza, it could be the Naiv and the Malach. I mean, the Talmidim, they asked, is there anybody here that has money? We only have a few hours. We can't go like this collecting nickels. Is there somebody here that has? So the people from the town said, he was over there, this place outside the town. He has a big, big, fancy mansion. And there's a Yid over there, but he never gives to anybody. We never can get a penny from the guy. And he has dogs. It's a whole story. He sends the dogs on people to come around the Mishalachim. So you can imagine, here comes the Tanya and the Rabbi Amelech and Chayzik, and they're coming to Mishalachim. And how they got to the place was a whole story, and they get to him, and he heard the famous Speak Tzadikim, so he let them in. And the Tanya said to the other Tzadikim, "Don't let me take care of this, don't say anything. I'll be metapel with this guy." Natanya was the youngest. I'll be metapel with him. So Natanya gives this year the whole. He gives him the whole story. This Nebuchadnezzar, and it's supposed to be the chasna tomorrow, and they took him and they're going to kill him for not there to ransom. And we have to get 10,000 rubles. And Natanya's talking. You can imagine Natanya's talking. Whatever, a long whole thing that Natanya's giving him and pouring his heart out. And this guy actually starts to shake a little bit, and they can't believe it. The time he's getting to him, and the guy starts to, and finally he breaks down. And he says, "Okay, I'll do it." And the tzaddikim are all excited, and he gives one ruble. That's what this millionaire gave, one ruble. So the other tzaddikim may look. They were gonna. They're going to like pounce on the guy. The Tanya says, "Wow, unbelievable! I can't thank you enough. What you're doing to help this Yid, to help the chassan." And the Tanya gave him all the brachas, and they're walking, they start to walk outside, and the other ones are looking at the Tanya and say, "How could you?" And the Tanya says, "I told you, this is my union." And they're walking for a few seconds. All of a sudden, the Yid comes running after them. And he says, one second. And he gives another ruble. And the Tanya says, two rubles to give such a warm heart, a Jewish heart. You do such a thing. And they walk a little bit, and the guy comes. And in the end, he gave 10,000 rubles. Now, I'm not saying it didn't take a half hour, an hour. He started to give 100, started to give 1,000. He gave 10,000 rubles. And there was a whole bunch of that would happen with the chasna. but he gave 10,000 rubles. And the other tzaddikim, Mr. Balatanya, what was the plan? So Tanya says that had one plan. The plan was to be Megala Nishmas Yisrael. I knew that if I could get one ruble, if I could open that place, just to open it, and there'd be one ruble, I knew that it was just then. Once it was open, I knew that it was going to come. I had to just break through that. That whole thing was to break through that, and I knew if there'd be one, there'd be 10,000. We see this on ourselves, we see this with other people, such an Indian like this. Kedushas Yisrael. It's covered, it's. But if you can get through to that place, this is what Chassidus teaches. So you can stop and say, this guy's a one ruble Jew. What a miser. Guy's a millionaire. That they're going to kill this Jew in jail, and he's able to, or the best he can do is one ruble. But the Tanya is saying, we have to mislahiv, we have come into contact with Nishmas Yisrael. Now it's just a matter of time. We've come into contact with Nishmas Yisrael. What do you think the Lubavitcher Rebbe Chusil and his whole inyan was that a Jew should put on tefillin once? His whole inyan was that by putting on tefillin, that somehow we could be ma'ir at Nishmas Yisrael. It wasn't to get somebody to put on tefillin one time. Even though that itself is a schiyah that he shouldn't be a kakafta l'manach tefillin. It's a big schiyah that a Jew should put on tefillin once. That itself is a gewaldige schiyah that a Jew should wear tefillin. He shouldn't chalila be a Jew that didn't put on tefillin, which is a bad thing. But the ikkah is that he puts on tefillin, puts something in a pushka, nishmas yisrael, and that's a gilui of nishmas yisrael. And once you magal nishmas yisrael from one ruble, 10,000 rubles. It's unbelievable. You know, there's a ma'aser of Yitzhak Vorka that. It was a whole dinu dvarm between two Jews. That there was a guy wasn't a big guy, wasn't very rich. He was a comfortable guy, and he lent money to this other guy, and the other guy said he'd pay back, and he didn't have what to pay back. And it was quite a bit of money, and he didn't have what to pay back. And many times he asked him, "When are you going to pay? When are you going to pay?" And the guy says, "Oh, I don't have." So one time. The wealthy guy who was sitting by his window, and he saw the Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka was stopping by and visiting this friend that owed him the money, the poor guy. So the guy runs across the street. He's going to tell Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka that this person owes me, and I gave him so many times. And he still doesn't come up with the money. So he comes into the house, and Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka is there, and he says, "Rabbi, I'm sorry, forgive me. I've given your uncle here so many times to pay. I lent him whatever, 1,000 rubles. He didn't pay me anything. I'm not a rich man. It's hard for me. I have bills I have to pay. And something. So Rabbi Yitzhak Vorka turned to the poor guy and he said, it's a good taina. So you have to see what you could come up with. What could you find? So the yid starts to look around his place over there. He starts to look here and pulls up this and looks under here. And in this, in fact, he comes up with, he's able to find like 10, 15 rubles. You know, lying around here, a ruble there. He found 10, 15 rubles. So Yitzhak Vorka says, "Bring the rubles to me." Yitzhak Vorka says, he takes and starts to count. You know this mice? You never heard the mice? Yitzhak Vorka starts to count. One, two. And the rich guy says, what's he making a whole big drama over here? There's a few little coins. There's one. Yitzhak Vorka is counting out two. There's 10, 13, 14, 15. There were 15. Then he takes the same coins. He's like this. He goes, 16. The same coins. And the rich guy is looking at this. And then he's finishing this. He goes, 31, 32, 33. He's like, the same coins. It's only 15. And he goes like this. And he has the same 15 coins, and he pushes them over to the rich guy and says, 1,000 rubles. So he says, 1,000 rubles. And the yid is looking. This is 1,000 rubles. And Yitzhak Vorka says, with ribbis. With ribbis. Plus. And he gives a wink. And Yitzhak Vorka says, with ribbis. And this yid became a huge gvir. This one that got the 15 rubles, that was 1,000, became a huge gvir. To be masik, what it means, nishmas yisrael. The pshat is that Rabbi Yitzchak Dvorka, the gutzkeit from Rabbi Yitzchak Dvorka was in the rubles, you understand? It's hard to understand what that means. That the same ruble that to everybody else in the world is one ruble, is to Rabbi Yitzchak Dvorka, 1,000, he's able to make into 1,000 rubles. And we all have such a koyach inside of us. But that tzaddik, it's begoli, it's open, such a thing. It's ein soif. These koyaches of nishmas yisro. Ein soif, nishmas yisro. Ukeis reisim in zgali ha'emes shel ha'neshama yisraelis. Then when you see something good coming out from a Jew, not that, oh, he has one good point, he's otherwise no good. No. When you see one good thing, then you have to be simcha. That ke'es, right now, niglili nishmas Yisrael, the kedusha of nishmas Yisrael. Niglili, I was able to see a sign of nishmas Yisrael. I mean, even if you don't see it. But to see a gilui of nishmas Yisrael, of kedusha Yisrael. This way of looking at a Jew is also a chiddush in chassidus. Not that it's not in the Sfarim before. Not that the Sfarim don't say what a Jew is. But to live that way. That the Ben Adam L'Chaveru is not just a matter of the halachas of Ben Adam L'Chaveru, of Rachum, Mechanun, and so on. But to live with that reality, and that belief of Nishmas Yisrael, of Kedushas Yisrael, it was a Chiddush of Chassidus. A Chiddush of Chassidus. Okay, Mitch, I'm going to try to move quickly. We'll finish. Hopefully, within the next few weeks, we'll finish. We're going to start to learn a limud inside, Mitch. I'm not sure which safe yet. We'll see.